From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France tries to gather support for an attack on the Islamic State. French President François Hollande urged Russia to help create a grand coalition to defeat the militants. Mr. Hollande, on a diplomatic offensive to build a large force against the militant Islamic group, met with Russian President Vladimir Putin Thursday. Mr. Putin said Russia was ready to unite with France against their mutual enemy. However, the exchange between the two leaders was awkward due to strained relations between Russia and the West over the crisis in Ukraine and differing policies in the Middle East. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the United States knew the flight path of the Russian jet shot down by Turkey last Tuesday. Mr. Putin says the U.S. should have informed Turkey, its coalition ally. The U.S. has an agreement with Russia to avoid aircraft collisions over Syria. Meanwhile, the war of words between Turkey and Russia continues. Mr. Putin said the downing of its plane by Turkey was an act of betrayal. Thousands of people gathered Thursday at a university in Kenya to celebrate Mass with Pope Francis. Jill Craig was there.
Despite gray skies and heavy showers, Kenyans turned out in force to the University of Nairobi sports grounds Thursday morning. In his homily, Pope Francis extolled family values, saying that Kenyan society has long been based on a deep respect for the wisdom of the elderly and love for children. The Pope said, "For their sake and for the good of society, our faith in God's word calls us to support families in their mission in society, to accept children as a blessing for our world, and to defend the dignity of each man and woman." Jill Craig, Nairobi.
In Washington, this is VOA.